And last name is patient's last name is K A U R. Again, your last name is K A U R. First name is J A S W I N D E R. Date of birth is March 24, 1958. Date of birth service September 8, 2023. Next referring physician is a Y A H Y A space S H A I K H M D. Next doctor is Anita Hart, A N I T A. Last name is H E A R T. MD. Next Reverend, dear doctors, I have the pleasure to see Ms. Carr, K-A-U-R, today for an initial evaluation for sleep disturbance. Next Reverend, Mr. President Nunes, vision is a 65-year-old female, common chief complaint of a loud snoring, witness pauses of reading during sleep, or first vision. She'll go to bed at 10:30 p.m. for static vision, 1 to 2 hours to fall asleep, or first vision, severely loud snoring. Vision also witness pauses of reading during sleep, or first vision, to wakes up at 6:30 a.m. First time, her sleep is now restorative, or first vision, what's feeling tired, fatigue, or first up, usually vision needed to get a nap once a day, 2 to 3 hours a day. First up, vision also significant excessive daytime sleepiness. So first up, patient always becomes drowsy when she's sitting, reading, watching television, come and lying down to rest in the afternoon when circumstances permit, time and staying quietly after lunch without alcohol. Next to paragraph, past medical history. High blood pressure, high cholesterol, next recurrent medication, losartan, atorvastatin, and to recorded aspirin, 81 milligrams a day. Next paragraph, allergies, patient is allergic to paracetamol. Next paragraph, social history, patient is married with 3 children, first time patient is unemployed, first time patient does not smoke, first time patient does not drink alcohol. Next paragraph, family history, father with history of stroke, next paragraph, review system, patient is palpitation, short breath, joint pain, numbness, and stress the first step. Next, we have impressions. Witness process of breathing during sleep, loud snoring. Witness process of breathing during sleep, loud snoring, non-restorative sleep, excessive daytime sleepiness, these are all signs and symptoms suggesting obstructive sleep apnea first step. Next paragraph. Next patient. Is last name is N-A-I-R. Again, N-A-I-R. First name is R-A-G-H-A-V as in Victor A-N. Date of visit is September 11, 2023. Next over, date of birth is March 7, 1951. Next part of our referring physician is Dr. Chadalua, C-H-A-D-A-L-A-W-A-D-A. Next part of our dear Dr. Chadalua, after pleasure to see Mr. N-A-I-R today for initial evaluation procedures. Next part of Mr. President Nunes, which is a 72-year-old male, chief complaint seizures, so for some of the history is provided by the son. For some, according to the son, a patient had a seizure 2 months ago. For some, a patient was confused and disoriented. For some, wakes up in the night. There's no convulsing. For some, a patient was confused and disoriented. For some, a patient did not have urinary incontinence. For some, did not have a tongue biting. For some, did not foam. Foaming in the mouth. This is new. First up, patient also has significant memory problems. So first up, patient has gradual worsening of memory loss. So first up, next paragraph. The son tells me that he has history of partial complex seizures in 2018. First up, patient was diagnosed in 2018 when he was traveling in India. First up, a patient had EEG study, which is significant epileptic form discharges in the bitemporal region. First up, patient was started in Keppra. First up, the brain MRI shows white matter changes. So first up, next we have past medical history, partial seizures in 2018. First up, in Keppra, 500 milligrams twice a day. Next number, BPH. Next number, subclinical hypothyroidism. Next we have current Flomax, next number, Keppra, 500 milligrams twice a day, next number, atorvastatin. Next number, allergies, no drug allergies. Next number, social history, patients married with two children, first time patients retired, the first time patient does not smoke, the first time patient drinks alcohol on a social basis, the first time next number, family history, maternal aunt, have history of general tonic clinic seizures, next number, please do not put a review system, next number, next we have a neurological examination, mental status examination, patients awake and alert. The first step a patient knows today is September 9, 2023. First up, he knows his date of birth is March 7, 1951. First up, serial 7 says 5 out of 5. First up, patient knows the President of the United States is Biden. First up, 5-minute short-term recall is 3 out of 3. First up, patient is able to produce 13 words, starting with the letter M in 60 seconds time. First up, next we have impression, partial complex seizures. The first up, patient has been having these since 2018. First up, the last time. The last time she had a seizure was 2 months ago, in which it was a non-convulsive seizure. First time, patient was just confused and disoriented. First time, patient had the workup in India. First time, patient had the EEG study shows a bitemporal lobe epileptiform discharges. So first up, the brain MRI shows a deep white matter changes. So first up, next paragraph, impression number two, a mild cognitive impairment. So first up, his memory test is pretty good. So first up, I don't think the patient have a dementia. First up, I think he has mild cognitive impairment. So first up, first up, patient explain the patient of the above diagnosis. Next up, we'll give the patient an increased Keppra to 500 milligrams twice a day to 750 milligrams twice a day. Next number, we'll have the patient take memantine 10 milligrams once a day for mild cognitive impairment. Next number, also I'll get the blood test. I'll also get a blood test that comes up for memory loss, including comprehensive metabolic panel, folic acid level, TSH, free T4, and vitamin B12 level for stomach number. We'll also get a brain MRI post up the next number. We'll mark the end of a dictation. We'll mark the end of a dictation. Next patient, last name is a NEVES. Again, NEVES. First name is a ELISSANDRO. Date of visit is September 8, 2023. Date of birth is April 17, 1973. Next, paragraph of referring physician is Deborah Chang, CHENGDO. Next, one of a chief complaint of snoring, excessive daytime sleepiness. Next, one history present new description is a 50 year old male coming. She complained of the snoring, excessive daytime sleepiness. The first time, patient has been having a snoring, excessive daytime sleepiness for several years. The first time, patient usually go to bed at 9 p.m. First time, patient is moderately loud snoring. First time, patient has witnessed pauses of breathing during sleep. But first time, patient also frequent gasping, air sound, and choking during sleep. But first time, patient wake up at 3:45 a.m. First time, sleep is sound restorative. But first time, patient wakes up feeling sleepy, tired, and fatigued. The first time, the next step paragraph. Next to paragraph, past medical history, none. Next to past surgical history, bypass surgery, 2016. Next number, current medication, patients is a patient. Taking vitamin D3, Xanaflex, Celebrex, Pepcid, Lipitor, and multivitamin. Next for allergies, the patient's allergic to aspirin. A social history patient is married. First up, a patient is a dryer. First up, a patient does not smoke. A patient does not drink alcohol. Next one, family history, sister of stroke. First up, next one, previous system patient's joint pain. Next one, depression. Patient snoring, come witness muscles of breathing during sleep, now restorative sleep, but come overweight, these all kinds of symptoms suggesting obstructive sleep apnea. For 7 children, we schedule patient with an open advice mammography study for 7 children. Next patient, last name is a YU, again, YU. First name is a HEPING. Date of visit is September 8, 2023. Date of birth is December 17, 1954. Referring physician is Ubama Barua. It's UPAMA. Last name is a BARUAMD. Next forever, dear Dr. Barua, I have the pleasure to see Ms. UYU today for initial evaluation for excessive daytime sleepiness. Next for history present in administration. So 68-year-old male come with chief complaint of excessive daytime sleepiness. So first up, majority of the history provided by the daughter. First up, according to the daughter, common patients been feeling sleepy easily during driving. During daytime. First up, patient even feel sleepy when he's driving. First up, he feel very sleepy when even driving for a short distance of time. First up, for stuff. A patient usually go to bed 10 p.m. for stuff. Takes the patient 20 to 30 minutes to fall asleep. But for stuff, patient's mouth snoring. For stuff, a patient wakes up at 6:30 a.m. For stuff, sleep is now restorative. A patient has excessive daytime sleepiness. Now restorative sleep, excessive daytime sleepiness. So for stuff, an expert of a patient also significant excessive daytime sleepiness. So for stuff, patient always becomes drowsy when he's sitting, reading, watching TV, sitting inactive in a public place, coming, sitting quietly after lunch without alcohol. For some expert, a past medical history, non-exorbitant past surgical history, non-exorbitant medication, Flomax, next over, a carbastatin, next over, allergies, known drug allergies, next over, social history, patients married with tired, or first, a patient does not smoke, a patient does not drink alcohol, a patient does not use illicit drugs, family history, there's no family history of similar medical condition, next over, please do not put a review system, please do not put a review system, next over, impression, excessive daytime sleepiness, even driving for a short period of time, comma, patient becomes very sleepy, loud snoring, non-restorative sleep, excessive daytime sleepiness, comma, these all signs and symptoms suggesting obstructive sleep apnea for next paragraph, recommendation, we'll schedule a patient for an overnight find some narcolepsy study for submission. Next patient, last name is next Akers, A-K-E-R-S, again, A-K-E-R-S, first name is Tracy, T-R-A-C-E-Y, date of birth is March 6, 1968, date of service, September 15, 2023, referring physician is Dr. J-I-A, space, Q-I, space, F as in Frank, A-N, space, A-B-D-O-N, N-P nurse practitioner at Tibercio Clinic, T-I-B-U-R-C-I-O. Next, wherever, dear Dr. A-B-D-O-N, I have the pleasure to see Tracy today for initial evaluation for seizure disorder. Next, wherever, she complains of seizure disorder. Next, wherever, history present in this patient is a 55-year-old female, found with she complains of seizure disorder. For some majority of the history is provided by the caregiver for step. A patient of seizures for about 10-year history for step. They do not know the cause of the seizure for step. It was possible related to respiratory allergies, according to the caregiver for step. A patient of about 3 seizures in the past year for step. The last seizure was 3 weeks ago. For step, patient suddenly dropped to the ground and hit the head. For step, patient's complete loss of consciousness. For step, patient's tonic-clonic activity. For step, patient also urinary incontinence. For step, imagining having paresis, having body sensation. Just to close here, this off and dysphagia. For some, this work past medical history, diabetes, next work past surgical history, C section, next work current medication, current medication is Lyrica, Cleocin, C L E O C I N, next number, Bactrim, next number, Metacondazole, next number, insulin, next number, Pepcid, next number, Ozempic, next number, Cymbalta, Vistaro, Lipitor, Lasix, Glucophage, Prilosec, Requip, Depakote, 500 milligrams, once a day, and next number, Keppra, 1,000 milligrams. 1,000 milligrams twice a day. Next number. Allergies. Patient is allergic to risperidone. Next number. Patient also allergic to amitriptyline. Next number. Social history. Patient's divorced. The first patient's 2 children. First patient's a cosmetologist. The first patient smoke. Electric cigarette, almost for 40 years. A patient does not drink alcohol. A patient does not use illicit drugs. Family history, there's no family history of similar medical condition. Next story, VV system, patient's hair loss and rash. The patient's short of breath, heartburn, urinary urgency, joint pain, muscle pain, cramps, numbness, tingling, and depression. First step, next forever. Next story, history of a seizure disorder for about 10 years. First step, the cause of the seizure is undetermined at this time. First step, according to the caregiver, it may be related to respiratory allergies. First step, this is all according to the caregiver. First step, patient had 3 seizures per year last year. First step, but the last time was 3 weeks ago. Patient was suddenly dropped to the ground and having loss of consciousness and convulsive seizures. First step, a patient is currently taking Keppra. First step, we recommend patient to take Keppra 1,000 milligrams twice a day. First step, The next number, patients also taking Depakote 500 milligram pills, comma, two pills QHS, a first step, a first step. Patient also taking Lyrica, which is also a seizure medication, comma, 75 milligrams, one pill, three times a day, first step. The next number, recommend the patient continue to take these medications, first step. Explain to them, let me know if you develop any seizure activities, so first step. The patient also need a blood test, such as a comprehensive metabolic panel and CBC and Depakote level every 6 months or 7 months. So this marks as you have the patient. Next patient. Next patient, last name is Manning, M-A-N-N-I-N-G, again, M-A-N-N-I-N-G. First name is Jimmy, J-I-M-M-Y. Date of visit is September 8, 2023. Date of birth is July 18, 1994. Referred physicians, Yubama Barua, B-A-R-U-A-M-D. Next reverend, dear Dr. Barua, I have the pleasure to see Jimmy today for initial evaluation for seizures. So first time, majority of the history is provided by the seizure. Sister, first time, next reverend, a history of present illness. Patient had seizure for about 7 years. A history, first time, patient had no history of trauma. First time, a seizure just happened out of the blue. First time, she does not know the cause of the seizure. First time, however, patient has been taking Keppra. First time, just since he's been taking Keppra, he doesn't have any seizures anymore. First time, but denies any hemiparesis. Anybody sensory changes, diplopia, dysautonomia, dysphagia. First time, next number, past medical history, seizure disorder. Next number, past surgical history, heart surgery. Next number, current medication, Keppra, 1,000 milligrams twice a day. Go back to past medical history, also add acute renal failure. Next number, elevated TSH. Next, the curve of allergies. The patient has no known drug allergies. Next, for social history, patient single. First, the patient that is currently not working. First, the patient does not drink alcohol. Patient does not use illicit drugs. Next, for family history, there's no family history of similar medical condition. Review system, patient's weight loss. So, first, that, Ms. Robert. Next, I've heard of impression, the history of seizure disorder for about 7 years. The first time, majority of the history is provided by the sister. First time, according to sister, comma, she does not know the cause of the seizure. First time, according to her, comma, patient did not have any head trauma. First time, there's no head injury. First time, the patient just having seizures. With undetermined etiology. First, that patient has been taking Keppra. First, step that's been very effective for the seizure prevention. Next, for recommendation, continue to take the Keppra 1,000 milligrams twice a day. Next number, I will obtain a brain MRI to definitively evaluate for seizures. Next number, explain to patient common side effects from the Keppra. First, step, explain to them, let me know immediately if he has any more seizures. So, first, step, recommendation follows me on October 9, 2023. First, step, next patient, last name is S-A-Y-E-D, again, S-A-Y-E-D. Again, S-A-Y-E-D. First name is M-U-N-E-E-R-A. Date of visit is September 8, 2023. Date of birth is October 4, 1942. First step, next step, referring physician is Dr. G-H-A-R-A-G-O-Z-L-O-U. Next step, dear Dr. G-H-A-R-A-G-O-Z-L-O-U. I have the pleasure to see M-U-N-E-E-R-A today for initial evaluation for memory loss. Next step, she complained memory loss. Next step, history present illness. Patient is an 80-year-old female, comma, she complained memory loss. So first step, majority of the history is provided by the daughter, comma, in translation for Hindi. First step, according to the daughter, comma, patient has been progressive memory loss over the past few years. So first step, the patient's a daughter tells me that most of the memory loss is short-term memory loss. So first step, she would repeat asking the same thing over and over again. First step, she would misplace things. So first step, patient would forget dates. First step, patient would forget names. So first step, patient is disoriented to the date. First step, patient would forget things told her a few minutes ago. First step, patient would get very disoriented. First step, next past medical history, high blood pressure. Next step, high cholesterol. Next step, past surgical history, pacemaker. Next step, cholecystectomy. Next step, medication, Cymbalta, Atenolol, and Lodipine, Gabapentin. Next over allergies. Patient did not list any allergies to any medication. Next for social history, patient is the widow with three children. First step, patient does not smoke, patient does not drink alcohol, patient does not use illicit drugs. Next for family history, mother had a stroke, heart disease in the family, and also there's heart disease in the family. Next for please do not put a review system. Next for a neurological examination, mental examination, patient is awake and alert. First step, does not know the year, month, and date. First step, patient is disoriented to her city and state. First step, patient is oriented to her own date of birth. First step, 0/7 to 0/5. First step, 07 is 0 out of 5 for step 5 short-term, a 5-minute short-term recall, 0 out of 3 for step a patient does not know the President of the United States, or for step a patient has a poor insight, or for step a patient has poor proper interpretation. For step an expert of impression to Alzheimer's disease, gamma advanced, for step a patient is disoriented to time, date, and situation. For step a five-minute short-term recall, 0 out of 3. For step 07 to 0 out of 5. For step a patient does not know the holidays. For step a patient does not know the name of the president. For step a patient to keep repeating the question, a question over and over again. For step majority of her memory loss is short-term memory loss, which is consistent with Alzheimer's disease. For step for a condition, explain to patient that the daughter of the above diagnosis. Next time, we'll obtain an EEG study to evaluate for background slowing. For seven, so I will also start a patient on memantine 10 milligrams once a day for seven. Memory loss. The next summer, I will also call the lab to see if she has any baseline laboratory done in the past. Of course, this marks the gene application.